like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider, watching the normal people as they go about their automatic existences. For every time you say club passwords like, "Have a nice day," and "Weather's awful today, eh?" you yearn inside to say forbidden things like, "Tell me something that makes you cry," or, "What do you think deja vu is for?" Face it, you even want to talk to that girl in the elevator. But what if that girl in the elevator and the balding man who walks past your cubicle at work are thinking the same thing? Who knows what you might learn from taking a chance on conversation with a stranger? Everyone carries a piece of the puzzle. Nobody comes into your life by mere coincidence. Trust your instincts. Do the unexpected. Find the others.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Listen, this language that I'm about to spit is basically forbidden. And I can't promise you that I'm going to live long enough to finish this, but me and you are the same. The only difference is one of us knows exactly what his sentence is. And I might drive like I ain't got no sense, but I get around. And in my short time on this planet, I done traveled a great many distances. And now I'm here, hearing the trigger pulled, standing, staring in the barrel of a shotgun, and I got enough heart to pump all the blood and oil out of this planet, but this motherfucker standing in front of me ain't even got none. So I try to relax and think back to times by the pool when I was cooking barbecue for my moms and my fams and herbals and henrock with my mans. It's low-intensity warfare like seances with goat's blood and horsehair, but this government be trying to run Jedi mind tricks, and this is the hood, and I'll be the master of the force here, but my bullet is coming. And I'm willing to die to prove that I'm the realest alive. These motherfuckers might be out of their minds, but my thoughts are so sick that they make they throw up like gang signs. And this society don't give a fuck about me unless I'm swinging from a basketball rim or a tree. But my watch got bling that's fit for a king, so I ain't gotta concern myself with nobody's hang time. And I keep a fresh pack of zigzags, so why would they think that I would stay in line? Picture me getting popped for jaywalking and actually paying a fine for me being real ain't just an act, it's a state of mind. My every fashion, my every action is strictly thug passion like hypnotic. And my girlfriend ain't got no sense, so my bullets come out psychotic. And I can bust them into your lungs until your gums bump melodic. But I'm trying to stay never ignorant and getting goals accomplished. Dear mama, you're protected by the 7-day theory. Holla if you hear me, I promise. And my words will be around to the end of time, cause the sentiment behind them is timeless. And these motherfuckers think they know me, but can't see me in Milan with my woman spitting Shakespearean sonnets. The only thing they know is what the media tell them. The only thing they think I promote is violence, and I can see the bullets spinning. And still it be all eyes on me. Real niggas needed something to believe in, and I'm as real as a god could be. And as this bullet rotate towards my face, now it's all that my eyes could see. And my final thought is that even in my death, real niggas will still have to live their lives through me.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
Before men learned how to control fire and put it to work, it was man's greatest enemy. In much the same way, your emotions can be your own greatest enemy. Or, under control, your emotions can make you healthier and happier, and improve the lives of people around you. I think of fire in connection with emotions, because when you become stirred up, when your emotions control your actions, it affects not only yourself, but the people around you.
Interstate. I'm being chased by a sheriff's deputy from North Carolina on 526. He's been driving erratically, just cut me off. I have it all on video. He slammed on my brakes and made me rear-end him, and now he's following me real close. I don't want to pull over. I don't know what the deal is. I'm scared for my life.
Okay, sir. And where are you? Are you on the interstate, or are you on 526?
I'm passing exit 16B. I'm about to get on I-26. I don't know what this guy's deal is, but I am not stopping for an officer of a law from the state of North Carolina in South Carolina. I will not do it. I don't know what his intentions are, but I am scared for my life right now.
Okay, sir. And tell me exactly what happened.
I was driving from West Ashley, and there was a North Carolina deputy sheriff in front of me, and he sat there, and he was holding up traffic. I honked my horn at him. He wouldn't get out of the way. I went around him. And when I went around him, he sped up, and then he come up beside me and cut me off and slammed on his brakes and called me to rear end his cruiser. And then he kept going. And now he's following me.
Okay, are you or anyone else in immediate danger?
Ma'am?
Are you or anyone?
Ma'am, I was doing 65 miles an hour, and this imbecile calls me to rip into his car. Yes, I am in immediate danger of my life. If I wasn't, I would have pulled over where it happened.
And Chad, where are you exactly right now?
I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be. I'm going to be over there by King Street Grill at Northwoods Mall. You just have to meet me there.
Is he still following you?
Yeah, he's following me.
Are you parked outside of the King Street Grill, sir?
I will be parked there in just a second as soon as I get through this traffic.
Let me know when you get in the King Street parking lot exactly where you are, sir.
I will be parked up here in the fire lane. You're not going to be able to miss me. I suggest somebody get there quick. You lost your mind? Oh, really? Okay. I suggest you stay over there.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here with...
Do not speak with him.
Okay.
A revolution never comes with a warning. A revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrived like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring. They're telling you to never worry about the future. They're telling you to never worry about the torture. They're telling you that you will never see the horror. Spend it all today and we will bill you tomorrow. And bank accounts in Bahamas. Wall Street crime will never send you to the slammer. Tell all the children in the arms of the mamas. The F-15 is a homicide bomber.
TV commercial for a pop a pill culture. Drug companies circling like a vulture. Amaraki babies with the G.I. Joe father. 10 years from now, is anybody gonna bother you? Fire.
Psychologists find that control of emotions can be gained by understanding the stimulus response pattern. When you have certain experiences, you respond with various emotions. Stimulus response. Just as this sort of stimulus produces this sort of involuntary muscular response. Well, that's a rather simplified suggestion of a complex mental process. But you get the idea. Cause, effect.
Revolution never come with a warning. Revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution never come with a warning. A revolution. Everyone addicted to the same nicotine. Everyone addicted to the same gasoline. Everyone addicted to a technicolor screen. Everybody trying to get their hands on the same green. From the banks of the river to the banks of the greedy. All of the riches taken back by the needy. We come from the country and we come from the city. Play us on a record, you can play us on a CD. All the shit you giving us is fertilizer. The seeds that you planted, you can never brutalize. Tell a corporation you can never globalize. It, like Peter Tosh said, legalize it. Girls and boys hear the bass and the treble. Rumble in the speakers and it make you wanna rebel. Throw your hands up, take it to another level. And you never, ever, ever make a deal with the devil. Yeah, fire.
This shocking video shows the moment a South Carolina state trooper fired gunshots at an unarmed driver at a petrol station.
Has he your license, please?
Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
I just got my license! You're taking my license!
The officer asked Lever Edward Jones for his driving license, and when he went to reach for it, the policeman started shooting at him.
Can I see your license, please?
Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
Put your hands behind your back.
What did I do, sir?
Are you hit?
I think so. I can't feel my leg. I don't know what happened. I just grabbed my leg.
Rachel on 866, I need a 1052.
Why did you shoot me?
Well, you dove head first back into your car.
I'm sorry.
Then you jumped back out. I'm telling you to get out of your car.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear two words, sir.
Hold on a sec.
The trooper told Jones he was being pulled over for a seatbelt violation and fired 4 shots at him.
Your seatbelt violation, sir.
Seatbelt? I just pulled it off right there at the corner to pull in the gas station.
Well, I got help come to you, okay? I got help come to you.
Jones suffered a gunshot wound to his hip and was treated in hospital. The officer has now been fired and charged with felony assault. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison.
Never send you an omen. Revolution never come with a warning.
That's chapter one. Would you like to have chapter two? You better, son of a bitch. I know the way.
Nature endows us at birth with three general patterns of emotional response. Rage is the response to the primary stimulus of thwarting, something interfering with our behavior, our actions. Fear is the response to loud noises or loss of support. And the emotional response to love is usually the result of a show of affection or favors. And these seem to be the emotions with which we start life. Then as we grow up, many everyday things and social situations become associated with these primary stimuli, partly by a process called conditioning. And so many things and people cause us to respond emotionally. And in general, that's good. Well, there are many factors involved in a personality. And a balance of emotions is important to a well-rounded personality. But emotions out of control, well, let's take a look at a slice of everyday life to understand how some stimuli can bring about various emotional responses. What might happen to you or to me?
Images show the moment a police officer in South Carolina appears to shoot a black man five times as he ran away. A video of the shooting was filmed by a passerby who released it to the New York Times and local media in Charleston. The footage shows a white officer drawing his gun and firing eight times at a black man who appears to be unarmed. The man then gradually falls to the floor. The officer then shouts repeatedly for him to put his hands behind his back before handcuffing him. He then runs back to where he was initially stood, then walks back to the victim and appears to drop an item, reportedly his stun gun, next to where he's lying. The victim, 50-year-old Walter Lamer Scott, was shot on Saturday during a routine traffic stop after the officer had already hit him with a stun gun. Police officer Michael Slager has been charged with murder.
All of a sudden, pow, 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 and he drops. You know, pow, 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 and he drops.
What's the stimulus that brings on this sudden emotional response of anger or mild rage? So he gets mad. Shortcuts often lead to trouble, and thus loss of emotional control. You've heard, haste makes waste. But, again his behavior is thwarted, and a habit is being developed. A habit of allowing such things to annoy him. He's losing control of himself. His thinking is becoming muddled, and he's careless in his actions. The madder he gets, the worse it becomes. Did you ever hear anyone say, "I was so mad I couldn't see straight"? Severe emotional stress often decreases efficiency. See what I mean? This is called projection. He's projecting the blame.
Karen's watch her and watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now, I'm crying, ain't I? I'm going to Carolina, mama. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind.
CNN has obtained stunning new dash cam video from other officers arriving on the scene moments after Walter Scott is shot. You can see Officer James Gann speeding from a nearby traffic call when he hears shots are fired. Here, it appears you can see Faden Santana at a nearby fence, shooting his cell phone video, the key evidence in the murder case against Officer Michael Slager. South Carolina's Law Enforcement Division says Slager, seen here in dashcam video from his police cruiser, has spoken to investigators at least once, though it is not clear if the state is referring to this debrief filmed shortly after the shooting. Tonight, investigators and analysts continue to pore over that dashcam video and the audio recorded from the wireless microphone Officer Slager was wearing. The dashcam video shows Walter Scott jumping out of the car and running. Officer Michael Slager is not seen chasing him, only heard, at one point telling Scott to get on the ground. Seconds earlier, Slager can also be heard screaming that he has deployed his taser. Eyewitness Faden Santana, who shot this video, said he heard the sound of a taser.
The cop was on top of him, and he was tasing him, tasing Mr. Scott.
Could that sound be a clue to what happened?
If you're hearing a taser, someone says they can hear it, that's not good because that means it's arcing in the air. When it hits something conductive, it goes from loud to quiet. You see the difference?
It's unclear whether Officer Slager used his taser successfully or if this image shows what appears to be the taser's wires. CNN has learned Officer Michael Slager is being held in isolation, away from other prisoners, in this Charleston County, South Carolina jail. Officials would not say if he is on suicide watch or if he has received threats from other inmates, only that he is being monitored for his mental health.
He's Cucuy, which Cucuy means monster in English.
And how does his anger affect the others? But anger is a violent emotion, and we often see an induction of behavior or spread of emotion to other persons, almost like a contagious disease. Sometimes rage, fear, and love are aroused together at the same time. He had been exposed to one irritating situation after another, an accumulation of stimuli which brought about an abnormally strong response. He's tired. And if this sort of flare-up is repeated often, it might lead to a permanently warped personality. What could he do to keep better control? Well, we say he could, 1, eliminate the stimulus, 2, modify the stimulus, or 3, modify the response.
Yes, I'm going to Carolina.
Father, we've been caught up in what's going on in South Charleston, and we're seeing right now for the first time late afternoon there they released the dash cam video before the shooting. So let's take a look together, and what do you pull from this?
Well, I'm extremely glad that they released the dash cam video because it gives context to the event. However horrific and tragic and outrageous the shooting in the back is, it shows that it started as a righteous traffic stop. There was a light out. The driver was acting very hinky, very edgy. He got out of the car, was told to get back in the car. Clearly, the officer involved was checking to see whether there were outstanding warrants. The victim knew there was the outstanding warrant for unpaid child support. He bolts. The officer runs after him. The taser comes out. There is a struggle.
This part we don't see.
You don't see, but there is a reliable eyewitness account that there is a struggle after the taser. So up until that point, the cop with his adrenaline pumping, now he's been in a physical tussle. Now, the perpetrator has reached for the taser, allegedly. Now it gives you the context of his blood boiling. He has done everything professional, and now he's had this civilian has dared to physically have this altercation with the officer. Put that in the officer's head now. I think it saves him from the murder rap.
But there is never any justification for violence.
To control his emotions, he eliminates the stimulus. There are many times when you can't eliminate the stimulus. Try to modify the stimulus. It helps to recognize and understand the emotional patterns. Then it's easier to eliminate or modify the stimulus. And there's another, even more valuable way to control your emotions. Modify the response. Rather than get in the habit of getting angry, he can substitute. He can modify his response by seeing the humor in the situation. What good does it do to get angry about this? When he's in the habit of controlling his emotions, his thinking is straighter, unmuddled by emotional disturbances. No need to fly off the handle and take it out on the things and the people around.
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter. Now, no matter how you want to word it, and no matter what you want to call your God, or how you preach and how you give down and give thanks, but all of us dropped to our knees when my brother, Walter Scott, was shot in the back 8 times. All of us turned up and looked to the sky and said, my God, my God, my God.
Yeah, well, I think that when you use totalitarian tactics, people begin to act crazy.
When he tries to understand his emotions and those of people around him, he has less trouble controlling himself, and he and those around him are happier. The more he exercises control of his emotional behavior, the easier it becomes to meet the next situation without losing control. And so it goes. A happier time all around when emotions are under control. Yes, by a better understanding of the emotional patterns of everyday life, and by knowing how you respond to various stimuli, you can develop better control by eliminating the stimulus, or by modifying the stimulus, or by modifying the response. You can control the fire of your emotions. You can balance your emotions and use them so that your personality becomes more pleasant. And you and those around you are a great deal happier and healthier.
Authorities here announced they are ordering more than 250 police body cameras.
Every officer that's on the street in uniform will have a body camera.
We need to seriously, as a nation, expand the use of video, both body cams and dash cams, by police and law enforcement around the country.
But critics say that biased policing is a larger systemic problem.
We want to alter the training and the recruitment and the way that police officers advance.
No justice, no peace!
Back in North Charleston, demonstrators say they are satisfied with Slager's arrest, but are still furious over the killing of Scott.
At last, the long arm of the war is reaching out and closing in on you, you screwy wabbit.
Fly the whole night through.
Senators growing old. Call my man down that road. Always crave the one before.
Broaden our minds.
I just want to drop on you guys here some common sense things that I'm seeing out of this whole Walter Scott shooting. Some people saying, could this be staged? Could it be a hoax? I'm going to go through step by step the things that just aren't setting well with me and share them with you. Listen, I cover a lot of shootings, a lot of events, and I've sat back for a couple days gathering as much information as possible on this event so that when I did this video, it would be as factual as possible. But right out the gate, I've got to say that a video made available to the New York Times only is highly suspect. How many video clips have you seen? And I've got all kinds. Different shootings, even a man that just got killed, mauled by a dog, you know, caught on film, all this. The cop went right up to the individual and said, we want to take your name, we're going to take your phone, we're going to take all this stuff. That was never submitted to the New York Times. You know, it was put out there by that individual. This video clip submitted to the New York Times, it's the first thing that catches my attention right out the gate is something being wrong with the whole thing. My next problem is that the man, in his timing, he just so happens to get over the fence at a moment where you see this man running from the cop. I mean, just perfect timing. And then the cop opens up all these shots. Now, I went out of my way to respect Walter Scott and anyone else that I see getting gunned down by police out here. Try to respect them, okay? And in this shooting, when he gets past this tree, I blocked out Walter Scott and put RIP. I did that out of respect. Now, what blows my mind is me and so many other channels out here that do this day in and day out covering these events have covered other events like the one in France, and they came out just nailing videos. Videos were dropping like flies. Okay, but this event, none of the videos are coming down. They're showing this on the mainstream media in the evening, time and time again. Pop, 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 pop. Yeah, kids, that was a guy that just got shot down on the evening news. Makes no sense. How are you going to go after all these other videos out there that don't show this, that don't show anything like this, that have been edited out, and you're going to leave somebody getting gunned down just live right there? Another big problem with me, okay? And the fact that this, I've witnessed people get shot, okay? When you get shot, you don't just keep running like this, okay? The first hit, there's going to be an effect on your body, much less the second, the third. And I looked throughout all this footage to see if the shirt popped on the other side, if there was any movement of a bullet passing through whatsoever. I could see none. No blood anywhere, many other people are saying. And just how weird the whole thing is this guy walks up to him, throws something on the ground, but then he picks it back up. Also, as he's done firing these shots, the guy just so happened to get the guy dropping down to his knees, pans back to the cop looks right at him. Did you get that? Hope you got that all on footage. And let me tell you something. No cop that just got done firing shots that sees someone for a split second out of the corner of his eye is going to turn his head and not do a double take because the man that's filming this could have had a gun on him. How many other times have you seen where as soon as a cop sees a camera, what are you doing? You filming? I'm going to need to take that. Didn't approach this guy, didn't say nothing to this guy. After looking at the camera here, they acted like he didn't even exist. Once again, no sirens. Another cop comes walking out of the shadows, out of nowhere. Didn't hear his car coming down the road, don't hear the ambulance. You don't hear the guy on the ground screaming for his life, that he's dying, crying. Anything somebody normally dying would be doing, none of it. So why would they do this? Well, you see, in this instance, they're trying to show to certain individuals that they're doing the right thing, charging a cop with murder. Okay? But at the same time, they're wanting to fuel the fire. Another white cop guns down a black dude. And you see, if people start to bitch about that, other people are going to say, well, you're never happy. This guy just got charged with murder. And on and on and on. It's a division. They failed miserably with Trayvon. They failed with Mike Brown. Although they did rally the sheep into the streets under $33 million that Soros threw out there to get that whole thing going. Yes, and that whole charade. But for the awakened people out here that's witnessed all these events, you know something's not right about this. So that's all I have to give. My thoughts here, my opinions, what I've seen, and it's just not adding up to me. I don't believe in coincidences. There's way too many coincidences and red flags in this situation for me. And, you know, if Walter Scott is dead out there, rest in peace, brother. But from what I can tell, it's looking more and more like this event is a hoax.
Hey, on your number 10, where you're saying, oh, well, you know, the whole, you know, martial law, what do you think of what happened in Boston when we were looking for a pressure cooker and two teenagers, you know, and then they took over the whole city and shut it down? And to me, that looked a whole lot like martial law.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't believe. See, this is why I didn't want to give this talk, because I knew that we'd have this conversation. And now it's on the record. All right. Let me take a step back. We have to deal with it. Let me take a step back and a deep breath, because this is a very painful thing to talk about. So all over the world, we know, it's well established, the State Department intelligence agencies engage in theater, and it's what they do, it's spycraft, to create spectacles and events that people may not realize are spectacles and events, but that, well, like the overthrow of Mossadegh in the 50s in Iran. They'll funnel money to protesters, they'll, you know, fly people in to infiltrate protesters, they'll create fake newspapers, and so on. So we know that this happens in countries around the world. I believe that a law has been passed in the United States. I think it's part of the Defense Authorization Act. I need to confirm this. That, pardon me, now makes it legal to propagandize American citizens. Is that, do we know about that? Yeah, it's true. And is it in the NDAA or is it in something else? Do we know?
It's a separate bill.
It's a separate bill. And it's been passed. It's now law? Do we know what the
name? 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Do we know what the name of it is?
I don't remember, but I reported on it.
Oh, thank you. Will you send me the link?
Yeah.
Thank you. So what this means is, and I, you know, as a journalist to say these words, just I can't tell you with what a heavy heart I say them, but we've entered an era in which it is not crazy to assess news events to see if they're real or not real. And in the United States as well as overseas. And in fact, it's kind of crazy not to. Now, you know, there's so much hype about what I just said, and so I want to be very clear about it so it can't be taken out of context. You know, there's, pardon me, this kind of reflexive vilification of anyone speculating about that because they become a conspiracy theorist, right? Well, just bear with me. You know, I've often thought about this because our intelligence agencies, and for, I respect spies. I mean, you know, who are doing, like, before it got out of control, I believe we need intelligence. I believe we need intelligence agencies. I don't think there's anything dishonorable about being in the intelligence services if you obey the Constitution and the law. But all over the world, our intelligence services are engaged in conspiring to create outcomes. That's their job. That's how they're successful. So now that it's illegal to propagandize in the United States, it doesn't surprise me that there's more and more products coming up in popular culture, more and more events in the news stream that seem to be, to my eye, to be subsidized. Let me give you some examples of that. I'm not talking about Boston right now. I'll get to that. We also talked earlier about infiltrators, right, and how they provoke violence. This is well established. So if we know that infiltrators by the police, NYPD, they've been documented, or other police forces, dress up like people they're not and provoke violence, why is it unthinkable that there might be spectacles that might drive an outcome in the news stream? Let me give you a couple of quick examples. And all I'm saying is we, unfortunately, and I have to say this to my fellow journalists as well, we've entered a time in which we need to be very skeptical about the news stream and look at it critically and ask for more verification and more inquiry. And that's just being good reporters. And it makes it like this. There's spectacle fed into the news media in China. There's spectacle fed into, like, Chile. How did Pinochet, you know, engage in his coup? He created photographs of a cache of weapons that the terrorists had, you know, hidden. Was it real? Was it not? Most historians think it wasn't. I mean, this is, like, not unusual, you know, in the process of creating a closed society. So if laws have made it legal to assassinate American citizens and legal to propagandize them, why should it be crazy or weird to think that that might be for a reason, right? All right. I saw the movie Zero Dark Thirty, thank you very much. And I have worked on two presidential campaigns, so I recognize political talking points. And I wrote a piece saying, this reads like the Pentagon signed off on the script. Because there were, like, chunks of political talking points identifiable to anyone who's worked in Washington. Right? And you don't come up with those if you're a writer writing a screenplay. And everyone was very upset. It was very controversial and scandalous. But in fact, belatedly, a news story came out saying that in fact the Pentagon had, I think, subsidized some of it, but had certainly consulted directly on the script. And I see more and more TV shows about the CIA and more TV shows about spies and gigantic blockbusters in which surveillance is normalized and gigantic blockbusters in which people are tortured to get them to talk in a way that might exonerate people who actually tortured people to get them to talk in Guantanamo. And there's all this money being pumped into these unaccountable, you know, terrorism fighting things. And now there's no law preventing that money from going through front organizations right into popular culture. So that's of interest to me. And so another thing I want to say, and there are so many people waiting to ask a question, but I just need to say this, is I'm skeptical of certain news events that seem more theatrical than the norm, or I want to ask questions about them. Because I was in CNN once recently, and they were reporting a story about a water skier who had been decapitated on a lake between Mexico and the United States, and it had something to do with a terrorism threat, right? And I was like, decapitated water skier. Sometimes you hear these things and it's like so novelistic. You're like, real life doesn't work that way. Like, these are so novelistic. Someone's coming up with it to make it stick in the popular imagination. Or it just makes you think, well, I'd like to document that. I'm a reporter. What's the source? And it kept being just this one guy, Judge Arpajo in Texas. I may be mispronouncing his name. He's a very, yes. He was the source. And I have this wonderful Facebook community all over the world. And I went on Facebook and I'm like, Mexican Facebook community, is there any reporting about a beheaded water skier in this lake, in this place in Mexico? And they're like, no, what are you talking about? There's nothing like that. Doesn't exist. So I turned to the CNN producer and said, do you have a second source for this story? And it was all over the news. And they're like, and they checked and it's like, nope, just this guy, judge, whatever. And I'm like, well, can you find a second source? And they were blushing and embarrassed, and they looked and they confessed that they didn't have a second source, which if you know what journalism is, you're supposed to confirm it with two sources. So ever since that experience, CNN is running with this. No one's verifying it. Journalists aren't in a position to follow up on anything anymore because budgets are slashed and there's no investigative reporting. All this nonsense can enter the media stream for purposes that have to do with advancing agendas because no one's checking. That's all I want to say about that. Can I take more questions? I guess my feeling about any of these things is let's investigate. We need to investigate. We need to ask better questions. We need to interview the doctors at the hospital. We need to interview the victims. We need to, get all the footage ourselves. We need to train citizens to be journalists and to have websites. And I'm busy building one as a startup where citizen journalists can document events so that we're not leaving it to the gatekeepers.
Do you like being a participant in the watering can of the flowers of freedom throughout the world?
Yeah. Four, actually. Okay, so I kind of want to tell the story of this song. It started off as a dream or a walk we went in the woods.
In the moon of the budding trees, I was gifted new eyes to see all of the shifting shape and ways you can be. Wake the dreams into realities. Wake the dreams into realities. Sunset diamonds trickle down our cheeks. The language of no words is how we speak. Pachamama spinning firelight, and a little bear singing by the fireside. Out of the city we threw wind on our necks. Check, that's us whistling up on your neck. Moonlit diamonds sparkled into my mouth. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. So tap me out and tap me into you. You're my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh, oh, oh. As we snoot all up on my dish in the morning commute. Coastal quiver on a quest through the dunes. Sandy toes and bottomless curves of the moon. Heavy lifting for Pele's children. Hand of the goddess soaking cliffs keep building. Plate is full, but appetite has dwindled. I feel little sick, so I keep the fire kindled. You, the pillar, steadfast light of bravery. And I, the dimly burning candle, still shaking. Riddle fear, quiver my bones so easy. Well, you're the guru now, so visualize healing. Yeah, you're the guru now, so visualize leaving. Let her go, for she can no longer feed you. And many children need that monarch creature. Just barely missed you, I was finally ready. But you were long gone, too much heavy history. Yeah, you were long gone, too much heavy history.
let go of blame, that dish will never serve me. Bless other men, investigate your mystery. So, tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Through the woods, it catches to my head. She crawls behind my ear and whispers secrets. Dragonfly whiz by and sings and now teaches. Yeah, dragonfly whiz by and sings and now teaches. Fork on the trail, I watch your head up Mauka. I turn my car and whisper, thank you, sister. Edge of the west where water touches land. You are the east with folded maps in hand. Time to increase my frequency. Hands of light and bodies talking, yeah. Give me some of that wild fox medicine. But keep me here in this wild present tense. Foley's aborted on new love our chest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps.
Made this song about it. So it was like it went from like dream world to drawing to writing to life to music. Dun, da, da, da.
Now go find the others.com.
You know, we are caught up in this idea that unless you're keeping tabs, unless your numbers are ahead of their numbers or your position or your social caste system is ahead, then you shouldn't be happy. But it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you know what you need to happiness? Friends. Hang around with a bunch of friends. Yeah. Have a good time. Do stuff that you like. That's it. Be nice to each other. You'll get more friends.
Yeah.
Be nice to those friends. They'll be loyal to you. You'll be loyal to them, your brothers and sisters. You stay together forever. Everybody's cool. It's all you have to do. You find a gang of friends. You collect friends that are cool, and you enforce your love for them, and they enforce their love for you, and you shield yourself from the outside world by forming these pockets and communities of awesome people. That can be done.